Marion Landscape Service.
Is Sean in by chance?
No, he's not. Is there something I can help you with?
Is he going to be getting back into the office today, or is he out?
I'm not sure. He's out on jobs.
Gotcha. I'm just looking to actually follow up here on some past financing the company did with Financial Pacific Leasing. Is there maybe like a controller or an office manager that helps with the financials that I'd be able to speak to?
I can have you speak with the owner.
Yeah, that is that not...
That's no, Sean's that's not Sean. It's Bill.
Bill? Okay.
Yep. Hold on 1 second.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Bill.
Hey, Bill. It's Tyler with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
It's Friday. I can't complain.
Yeah.
I'm just looking to follow up here on an offer we had sent you about 2 weeks ago. Based off some prior financing the company had done with Financial Pacific Leasing. Is any of that ringing a bell by chance?
Yeah, I've used Financial Pacific.
Okay, all right. Well, the offer we had sent you, you know, was based off some good lending history that you had shown there, and it was actually a pre-approval for some equipment financing and working capital, and it looks like the company got pre-approved for right around $250K. I just kind of wanted to touch base here with the business and see how you guys were doing, see if you guys had any plans for growth here this quarter and maybe needed some equipment or capital there to back you up.
Well, not at the moment. I pretty much get money pretty easily. I'm in good standings with my banks and stuff, and when we buy stuff, I think I probably used Financial Pacific through a dealer, some kind of a dealer promo.
Uh-huh.
That's how we got connected with you guys. And if I was to buy a snow plow and I want to do a dealer promo and a Financial Pacific is the one that's on there for financing, then that's what I'll do. Otherwise, just to call you and borrow money, I don't really need to do that.
I see. So was it like a vendor that passed you off to Financial Pacific, or how did that situation
work? Yeah, I believe
work?
It was a snow plow.
Okay. Okay.
And it was through a dealership, and I said, yep, I want this plow, and they took it from there. Instead of going through a bank, it was a dealer promo connected with you guys, and I do buy a lot of equipment like that, and if you say I was to go buy a new mower, they are usually, who is it, Jody?
Sheffield.
I don't know what all you deals you guys got. I know the dealer that I bought the Blizzard snowplow through was used you guys. I think I probably had more than one loan through you guys, didn't I? Or you probably don't have that information.
I don't know if have you worked with Cardiff before?
Well, I don't. If I buy as a dealer promo or whatever it is, I don't even have that information. They just
pass you off.
Yep, and it's always. What's the difference between Carter or whatever it is and Financial Pacific? I mean, why is there two companies there?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, that's one of our competing companies.
Oh,
there,
so you're not affiliated with Financial Pacific?
What I was trying to clear up there is...
I get it. You're trying to steal their business.
Not necessarily steal it. We're not trying to step on any toes there, obviously, if you have a good relationship. By all means, keep doing it, but we're definitely a secondary source of funding. You know, if you do run into situations where you do need to pick up some equipment, or you did qualify for working capital as well, which is just unsecured cash. So if you have like payroll issues, are you ever on like a net 30 or a net 60 with these contracts that you take on, or is the pay
always,
pretty upfront?
Always, but you know, I mean, I've been in business for 11 years and I've never fell short of payroll or anything. I mean, we
okay.
Do. I don't really need working capital.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, it definitely sounds like you got a good situation going right now.
Yeah,
I'll maybe just...
You say you sent me from information. Did you email it to me? Or?
It was direct mail. It may not have hit your mailbox. It may have. If you have a good email, I could just send you a summary of the offer that we had sent you. That way you have it on file with my direct line if something does come up.
Yeah, if I say I want $30,000 right now to buy a truck,
yeah.
What kind of interest rate are you talking?
Yeah, I mean, the rate's going to just kind of depend on what it is you're actually looking to do and what you look like on paper. Obviously, we're going to do everything we can to get you qualified for the best program, but we'd need a little bit better picture for what it is you are looking to do, just because we do work with everyone from a Tier A to a Tier D on both, you know, sales and credit. We don't just have, like, one rate specifically, since we work with so many businesses.
So you do use credit for... As a basis for interest rates?
Depends on what programs. On the working capital, credit isn't as big of a weight as sales is. Sales is actually the main factor that we look at with the capital side. On the equipment, yeah, the credit is one of the heavier things that we do look at, just because of the equipment that it is you are going to be taking on. And it depends on what you do bring on for the equipment and the size and all of that, but on the capital side is where the sales usually has a bigger factor. Is your credit good, bad, kind of somewhere in the middle? Was that kind of why you were asking?
Like, or? A 788.
Oh, that's way good. That's way above the average. About 100 points above the average, actually. Yeah, so I mean, with that, and I mean, you guys have been in business 11 years. The only other component we look at really is going to be sales. And with the equipment, like I said, it's mostly based on the credit and your sales. So if you have those two factors there, getting you approved and into programs that you can qualify for wouldn't be an issue. It's just a matter of what it is you're looking to do and what time frame it is.
Yep. Well, I mean, you're more than welcome to email me something.
Yeah, I'll what's a good email there for you?
It's bill@marionlandscape.com.
At marionlandscape.com. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I'll shoot you that information there. You know, it'll have a summary of the offer. It'll have my direct line, as well as a link to our website. You can check us out. And I'll maybe just follow up with you here in a few months just to see where the business is at. If anything does come up before then, you know, feel free to reach out if you kind of want to get a little bit more familiar with the programs, or if you have some equipment breakdown and you kind of just want to see what we can do for you, feel free to reach out.
Yeah, well, where are you out of?
We're actually out in San Diego, right near La Jolla. So we're a private business bank out here. We've been doing this for right around 14 years now.
All right.
All right, Bill. It was good talking to you. We'll be in touch here.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate it.